The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Well, we're talking today a little bit about government because this is the day that hopefully all of us have gotten our income tax done and in. And no matter how we feel about it, most of us, I would certainly call myself in that category, whether we agree with the government or not. I mean, you pay your taxes because sooner or later, you're going to have to pay your taxes. And who wants to go to jail, particularly? I mean, there are all sorts of less than patriotic reasons, right? I mean, there may be people who really every year just are delighted to pay their taxes, and good on them. I mean, you know, that it's certainly, listen, this is a great country to live in, which doesn't mean that we're not patriotic. We don't see that there are some improvements to be made. It's like saying that that you have a great child, but you let them run around in restaurants screaming and yelling. That they may be a great child, but that's not appropriate behavior, and that's why parents are assigned. And presumably, in a democracy, we're all not only children of the government, but we're parents to the government as well. That we're allowed to say, "Okay, you're great, and love you dearly." But this behavior is not okay. It really, we need to think about it in different kinds of ways. So, all righty. 855-993-7569. So we were talking, these are the people who are saying, okay, here's some changes that I think need to happen if they were in charge. All right, so let's finish this up.
Sally Ann says, less on welfare and more on elderly who can't work.
Well, I'm not sure that you can differentiate between the two. I suppose it's an age issue. You know, it's really interesting. I was talking with somebody about Social Security. And the idea that Social Security, when it was enacted, was really the life expectancy was right around, I think, 68, as I recall. Because somebody was actually, it was an actuarial telling me this. And so in the time that it was primarily, I guess, for men, because most women, number one, didn't work, and the average life expectancy was, I think, for men was 68. So the idea being that if a man retired at 65, which was the classic age at which a man retired, assuming he made it that long, that Social Security was really supposed to fill in that gap between retiring at 65, and it could be on his 65th birthday, it could be in his 65th year or so, it could be, and that he would somehow succumb within a couple of years, within 3 years. And so the idea was that it would sort of take care of that amount of time between when he stopped working and when he stopped needing, I suppose, for lack of a better term. And in terms of his spouse, that that she would live perhaps a little bit longer. But and so that I'm not sure how much notion was really given to the idea of the wife, but the idea being that she was probably not the bread earner anyway, and so that this would sort of tide them both over. And I suppose then his life insurance. I don't know what the notion was once he succumbed, what she was supposed to do for the rest of her life. I don't know if it was assumed to be kids or that she would get spousal benefits. You do get Social Security from your spouse at one point. The only reason I know is because someone called up a year or two ago and said, you know, you're eligible because you were married to him. And I said, how much is it worth? And it would be taken out eventually of my Social Security. And since I basically have been working longer and making more, that didn't make any sense. So, but anyway, you can get spousal benefits. But the idea was that Social Security was not supposed to last for, I mean, people's life expectancy at this moment for both men and women is approaching 90. You know, it's late 80s. Early 90s, and all of us know lots of people who are living into their hundreds. So instead of it sort of being a stopgap gesture for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, it's now a lot of people, and they not only retire at 65, although I think now retirement age is being pushed back to 68. I don't think benefits start until a little later. But the idea being that even if it's 68, if you work till you're 68 and your life expectancy is, let's say, 88, which is certainly not much of a stretch, That's 20 years as opposed to expecting it to last for two or three. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge change and kind of unanticipated. And what's happening now is because we're the boomers who, and so for the next 15 years, that we're, there are more of us than there have ever been before. We're living longer than we've ever lived before. Now, as soon as you get rid of all the boomers, then you're probably going to be in relatively good shape, assuming there's any money left, because the population dropped down. So, interesting notion. And I'll tell you, all right, let's finish this up, and then I'll tell you about my foundation, because it actually has to do with the notion of a gap.
Don says, less on war and more on education and science.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like we get anything for our war dollars, except that it does help the unemployment figures, which is a horrible. I mean, that's what Hitler did in Germany, right? You go to war, you get a healthier economy, but at what cost? Ugh.
Last one from Connie. Connie says, "I would like the government to spend more on the environment, on people's needs, the homeless, and the infrastructure, as the bridges are in bad shape." On women's rights, health, and food for people here and the world.
Yeah, hard to argue with that. Again, I think it's not so much that there's not enough money. I think that it's just not very well deployed. And you know, this is a huge business, the government, and it's just not very well. It's the oversights aren't in place. The system certainly isn't fair by any stretch of the imagination. But I actually, to be quite honest, worry a lot less about fairness than I do about just efficiency. And if there were ways to be more efficient so that the actual population that was intended received the benefits, I mean, our lives would all change. We'd all be healthier and happier. All right, there you go. So here's what I was planning to do with my foundation. As most of you know, it's been in place for a long time. There's a fair amount of money in it, with one exception. Thank you, listener. I've never asked anybody else for money. I've never actually asked anybody for money. One of my lovely listeners sent me a check at the end of last year for it, saying, "I'm sure you'll spend it well," which was an additional thank you, again, not only for your trust in me, but for your additional sort of kick in the pants. It says, okay, Brown, it's one thing for you to kind of be a little bit remiss in getting this thing off the ground. I mean, I've had lots of different, but I finally, I think, came up with a really viable idea. The idea, it came up, the original idea was to have sex education in schools. It's DOA. Never going to work. Not going to happen. It's just too politically fraught, which I sort of naively didn't figure out. It took me a while to figure it out, but with all the bashes on my forehead, I've kind of figured that out. Brick wall wins every time. Okay, not going to happen. So then the idea was to deal about issues of domestic violence, but then you have to deal with men about domestic violence. You want to deal with the perps, not the victims. I'm a woman, so that's, you know, and I've certainly supported agencies and stuff like that, but that's kind of a non-starter as well. So then I did the Discovery Health the Discovery Health TV for a year, and discovered this whole pocket of young women who are getting the daylight speed out of them, and they were staying with their abusers because they essentially couldn't afford not to, because they hadn't graduated high school. They had three kids. And so I thought, okay, get kids high school diplomas, which was not a terrible idea. It just, again, you've got to make sure that something's viable, that's actually workable. And it turns out I actually did put one kid through, found a place to do it, you know, worked, changed her life. The problem about But what I knew I needed to do was the assessment becomes crucial in that, because you don't want to set somebody up to fail who's already got a problem. And I don't want to make people feel terrible when I'm trying to do good. So because the reason a lot of kids drop out, not only, but and not always, but often, that kids drop out of high school is because of drugs. Kids have been on drugs, you have no way of knowing what their level of abilities are. And so you don't want to set them... You're going to set them up to fail if you're not careful. So assessment becomes a huge issue. My great idea in the middle of the night was to get high school graduates, and instead of sending them to college, which was the original idea, but not everybody needs to go to college, number one. Number two, college is expensive, but fill that gap of kids who will benefit from more education, don't necessarily need 4 years of college, And that's where I am at this moment. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-375-69. You guys are all a little quiet today. I guess everybody's doing their taxes, right? Listen, it's one of the arguments that I had when I was married is, first of all, that he wanted to do the taxes, and I said, we don't know enough about it. And so I finally, one year, said, okay, this is the last year I'm going to sign taxes, that we have to get somebody to, you know, to do this for us. It's just not, you know, it's just not profitable to do it, and I'll pay for it. And but he would be doing them, you know, at midnight on, and the runs to the airport, or not to the, actually, we used to have to go to the airport to put it on a plane or something. So hopefully your taxes already done. You're like the manliness who's already gotten his refund signed, sealed, delivered, and spent.
Took care of mine 2 months ago.
Very impressive.
You know what it is, though? It's
smug. Well, it's smugness.
No, it's... I always kind of have this thought in the back of my mind that if I don't take care of my taxes, I just have this thought of the IRS coming to get me and
in the middle of the night.
Jail. Yeah. Yep. And coming to get me and throwing me in jail because I didn't file my taxes. Now, obviously, I'm being kind of a melodramatic.
No, but I have exactly the same feeling. Yeah. I do, too. That there'll be a knock in the middle of the night, and I'll be handcuffed and hooded and taken away and never seen again.
Yeah, and then you see, like, celebrities that make a ton of
money. Yeah, Willie Nelson owes, what, like $20 million or something?
Yeah, I mean, Wesley Snipes actually went to jail for tax evasion. And so, you know, you see that kind of happen, and, you know, it's like, I'm just going to take care of mine and...
I absolutely agree with you. It's not worth staying awake at night thinking, oh, my goodness. And, you know, I don't cheat on my taxes.
Right. Yeah.
Every once in a while, my accountant said, what about this? And I'll say, how legit is it? And he said, and I said, don't do it. It's not worth worrying about. It's really not.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All righty. Okay, we got an email. And this email is from Becky. And Becky says, Dr. Joy, my daughter has a friend, and friend is in quotation marks, that always plays the victim and like she does no wrong. Meanwhile, this friend manipulates every situation to her advantage so people feel sorry for her and talks about my daughter behind her back, but then acts all sweet to her face. Not everyone...
No, wait a minute. This is her daughter's friend or her friend?
This is her daughter's friend.
Okay, do we have any idea how old the daughter is?
It does not indicate.
Okay.
Meanwhile, this friend manipulates every situation to her advantage, so people feel sorry for her and she talks about my daughter behind her back, but then acts all sweet to her face. Not everyone sees what she's doing, but I do. I have told my daughter that that is not a real friend. Am I right to tell my daughter to break ties with this other girl, as I don't see any good coming from
it? But my dear, first of all, I mean, think about it. It's, if I had to guess, I would guess that your daughter is probably like a teenager. I would guess maybe a little older than that. But understand, if your mother had told you that this person is not really your friend, or this guy is not really reliable, or this person doesn't have your best interest at heart, you very likely wouldn't have paid them much attention, because we all think that we're smarter than the smartest person in the room, and somebody else criticizing someone that we like just doesn't work. And again, I'm not sure where knowing the ages here would make a huge difference. This is one of the limitations of an email, is I just don't quite know enough to be very helpful, but I'll give it a try. But in the answer, look, regardless of whether she's 5 years old or 55 years old, that she's entitled to pick her own friends, and she may pick this friend on the basis of other kinds of criteria. And I agree, talking about somebody behind their back, but presumably, unless you either overheard her, the friend, in quotes, talking, or she said something to you, then you had to hear it second or third hand, right? Someone said, well, she said. And they're pot stirrers. They really are people. All right, so let's take this one at a time. Well, let's go backwards, since I already started from the end. Let's go from the end to the front. Should you say something to your daughter? My guess is you already have, and she's not paying attention to it, so let it go. All right? And if you haven't said something, don't. Because... your daughter, even if she's 5 years old, is going to have to learn how to pick her own friends. And the criteria for friendship may be different than yours, number one. So, no, keep your mouth shut. You don't have to be a hypocrite. You don't have to say she's wonderful. But warning people off of other people's behavior is usually pointless, and the person they get mad at is us. And if you don't think she's going to go to her friend and say, my mom doesn't like you, then you're naive. So no. It will not do any good. Your daughter will not pay any attention to you. And should this relationship crash and burn, you will please resist the temptation to say, I told you so, right? Because it's not going to do any good. And it will do some harm. The idea of somebody who's always the victim, we all know people like that, don't we? That people need to be the hero, which sometimes translates into the victim of their own story, that nobody has understood them, that other people have treated them badly. I tend to have the same visceral response to that kind of behavior that you do, because they're really trolling for attention and for sympathy, and I don't trust it either. I'm much more interested in the person who somehow, when things go badly for them, sort of rise to the occasion and show us what they're really made of and things of that sort. So I agree. But because you don't like a person doesn't mean other people don't. And let other people figure it out on their own. And maybe there are people in your circle of friends, maybe even including your daughter, who need to be the rescuer, need to be the savior. So somebody who is a victim is ready-made for them. Oh, goody, they're a victim, I'm a savior, it's perfect. You don't have to be friends with this person. And the person I probably have you remember is Eddie Haskell. Remember on Leave It to Beaver? If you don't remember Leave It to Beaver, get it on Netflix or something and look at it. The bee was kind of the innocent, and his brother, what was his brother's name? It was Tony Dow. No, Tony Dow was Tony Dow was on the beat. Anyway, Barbara Billingsley. I can't remember that I can remember all this stuff. And Eddie Haskell, who was this slimy kind of person who was always sucking up to the parents and was just terrible. He was a terrible person and was terrible to the beef. But, I mean, that was part of the reason that show lasted for so long and is so much a part of our psyche, is everybody knows somebody like that. And saying, well, Eddie Haskell's a snake doesn't do any good. What you do is, Your daughter's going to have to learn how to deal with people on her own. She's going to have to learn how to evaluate people on her own. And what you can do is be, what I would be in your situation, and I've actually done it in this situation, is be so disgustingly charming that person really can't get you. When they say, oh, well, and then I say, oh, you poor thing, that just must feel terrible. Gee, what can I do to help you about that? Or you don't have to go along with it. Hook, line, and sinker, but you don't, opposing her, she'll just say, see, you know, I knew you wouldn't understand me because no one ever does. So I would be just incredibly, disgustingly, charmingly sweet and supportive. If nothing else, it'll surprise the daylights out of her, and you'll not run nearly as afoul of your daughters you're going to with the other stand. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've asked for it. Now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Callie on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Appreciate the phone call. Recently, and I'll make this quick, my son had a junior high school trip planned. We didn't force him to go. It was, just an option for him. And the night before the trip, he just decided, I don't want to go. And his resolution to that was, well, you know, I'll pay you guys back for the trip. And we were sort of like, well, you sort of made a commitment. It's not a question about the money.
Why did he not want to go?
He wouldn't tell us.
Okay.
We were guessing either maybe it was another student that he was having problems with, maybe teachers, maybe...
Or maybe an anxiety attack. Maybe he, no, when you say junior high school.
He's a junior in high school.
Well, that's what I was, you read my mind. I was trying to clarify whether it was junior high school or he was in high school and a junior. So he's what, 16,
he's
17? 17, okay. How many kids do you have?
We have two. We have a daughter who's 13.
Okay. Is this a high anxiety kid?
Could very well be, yeah. since I sort of have those issues, and
yeah.
it wouldn't surprise me,
yeah.
He's not following my lead.
Yeah, okay. So we know that a little prone to anxiety disorder in the family.
Sure.
Huh? Okay. How does this kid do in school?
He does well. He
okay.
did poorly last year, but he rebounded this year quite well.
Okay. Does he have a girlfriend?
We think he sees somebody socially in school, but he's never brought her around the house.
Does he have a lot of friends?
He's got a core group of friends in the neighborhood and friends that he has in high school.
Were the any of these core group going on the outing?
It turns out that he left one of his things open, one of his chat programs, and one of the other girls that I know he knows in school was going. She was also saying how she didn't want to go on this trip, and we sort of thought that maybe there was some connection there.
Yeah.
We weren't snooping. It was left open.
I got it. So the trip has already come and gone, right?
The trip has come and gone. We sort of said to him, you have to go. You made a commitment.
Did he go?
He did go.
Did he have a good time?
He's still in that sort of mode where he doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
So we want to give him, you know,
all right,
a chance to sort of cool down.
So how long ago was the trip?
This was just this past weekend.
Okay. Where was the trip to, just
out
of curiosity?
The trip was to Boston.
Okay.
And he had gone before. And again, he was sort of looking forward to it. He went for an orientation.
Well, clearly something happened. So what's the question to Neil?
Well, the question is, we know that something could have happened. There's all those sort of possibilities. But I guess, you know, in a situation, if we face this again, do we do what we did and force him to go? Because I sort of felt funny about...
No, to be quite honest, if you called me up the day before and said, should we make him go, I would say probably not. This is voluntary. He'll
right.
pay the money back. This isn't about, you know, taking a job and quitting after 3 days
right.
you know, band practice or something. This is, something's bothering him.
Okay.
And for 17-year-olds to admit that they're having some issues, I think what I would probably do at this juncture is go take him for a walk and
okay.
say, you know what, I think I bullied you into something that really didn't make a lot of sense. And I, you know, I know that you're really on that cusp between being an adult and being a child.
Sure.
And, for example, if you, let's say you and your wife are planning to go someplace, and she had a premonition that the plane was gonna crash,
right.
and she just decided she wasn't gonna go.
Right.
You might not be very happy about it, but you'd probably honor it.
Sure.
And I think that to a certain extent, we have to give our kids the same kind of respect of something spooked him.
Right.
And I think what I would do is I'd take him for a walk and tell him that.
Okay.
And then say, you know, it would really help me, even if you don't want to go into great detail, of just saying, Dad, you know, I'm having some trouble with one of the kids, or I just got a funny feeling about it, or somebody's making fun of me, or I've just found out that I could watch the final round of the Masters, or whatever it is,
right.
that I'm willing to treat to be more respectful of your wishes if you're willing to give me a little bit more information, with the understanding that I won't try to talk you into it or out of it, and I won't make fun of your reasoning.
Okay.
Because I think that's really the issue. Not so much that he went or not went, and as I said, clearly you're having some second thoughts about having forced him to go.
Absolutely.
But I think the issue is, how do we establish respect and trust and communication between kids and parents? And so I think I would take him out and say, you know what, I think I did the wrong thing here. But it would really help me, and I'm not trying to make excuses for my behavior as much as to say, you know, if you can give me some insight, and I'm not going to try and talk you in or out of something, but sometimes talking about it not only gives me a clear way of letting you do what you want to do, but also may give you a clearer perspective on whether you really want to do it or not.
Sure.
Okay?
Great. Thanks, Doctor.
You're welcome, Al. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joan.
I wonder if you could help me find a way to effectively ask a difficult question.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is to my spouse's cousin, and the question is, would you be willing to donate sperm to us anonymously so we can have a baby?
How could it be anonymous if he knew who it was? I mean,
well,
I can understand the donation of the sperm, but I don't understand how it could be anonymous.
We don't want the whole family family to know.
Well, you mean, well, so that's not anonymously. You mean just secretly.
Okay, secretly.
Just. How old are you, Joan?
38.
How old's your husband?
Lesbian. She's also 38.
Got it. Okay. Why? So why this particular person?
Excuse me?
Why this particular person? Why the cousin?
Well, because he's the closest relation to my spouse. And so it would be kind of the
Let me point out something to you, all right? And I think if you're going to ask it, you don't use your little girl voice, you use your grown-up girl voice that says, okay, listen, we thought about it, and we'd really be honored if you'd be willing to donate some sperm, but not tell anybody about it. But let me tell you the complication of that. I think it sounds like you guys really want to have a child, you want to get some donated sperm. To a certain extent, I know that it's more of a crapshoot going to a sperm bank, but it's more of a biological crapshoot, but a lot less of an emotional crapshoot, because he's going to know.
I agree.
And that's a tough secret to keep. And if somebody says, "Wow, this kid looks exactly like Gregory," I mean, they're just, you know, the joke is, Joan, that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And even if he keeps his mouth shut, that's three of you who know the secret. And I just think that if you're going to do this, and, you know, it's really interesting. One of the things about having a TV show where you're dealing with people over a little longer period of time than the radio, and you're dealing with them face to face, and you're in the green room with them, and is that you learn kind of the other part of the story. And the other part of the story is that even though it seems like a good idea for a family member to adopt or a family member to donate, that there is some value in not knowing who, from whence cometh the gametes. And I think in this particular case, I mean, I have, if you really, you and your partner really think about it and get to the point where this is really what you want, then I think you just ask very straightforwardly and say, this is what we'd like, this is how it would work. You'd have no financial or legal or moral or spiritual obligation, which is a lot to say to somebody. You know, give away your sperm and walk away. I'm just saying, in the long run, you might be much happier getting an anonymous donor who is truly anonymous, that you don't know who the donor is and the donor doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Especially if you're feeling like you don't want that person involved in the child's life.
Yeah, we've done all that research, and we have a couple of candidates like that.
But I think if the answer to your question, I'm not really trying to necessarily completely distract you from your goal here, but I think if you're going to do it, you probably need to talk to a lawyer first, because there's very likely going to be some legalities involved of signing off and whatever. But then I think you just present it straightforwardly, and I don't know, presumably there wouldn't be money involved, but there may be, but here's what we want from you, and here's what we're willing to sign off on, and here's where you would be on it. I just think you're asking for a whole can of potential misery by having it not only someone you know, but someone who's part of the family. Yeah, I mean, as I said, having walked through this with a number of people, because at the beginning it seems like a great idea because you know the person, but asking them to keep that secret from the rest of the family for the rest of their lives. Not to mention, one of the things that happens, not when kids are necessarily very young, but when they get to hit adolescence, is they sometimes want to know who the father is, which means you're really in a dilemma. If you don't know, that's one thing, and that's the advantage about an anonymous donor. If you do know, then you're going to have to lie. And the idea that only the three of you would know is just unrealistic. So I know at first blush, it really does seem like, oh, well, you know, somebody in the family. But I've watched it happen over and over. And what if he decides that he wants to at some point make a claim on the child? That's why the lawyers need to be involved. But lawyers can keep the finances and the responsibilities, in theory, sorted out. They can't. And you can have non-disclosure. But people talk. I hope the two of you have a kid. And the other possibility is having other people in the family who know about it, of not swearing him to secrecy and just having it be an open secret, because then it has no damage to hurt anybody. All right, but I think I would go one or the other. If you want it to be a secret, I'd go with anonymous. If you're willing to make it open, then rethink it. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how...
All right, Judy, Judy, stop. I have so much theater to tell. You just have to stop singing. I mean, we love you, and but, you know... Give me some, cut me some slack here. I have, was it 8-7 seven theater pieces to review for you. So pay attention. They're all on drjoy.com, so you can, if you miss them here, if I do go too fast. All right, let me tell you of the seven, the two that were disappointing. All right, and I'll tell you why, and then I'll go on to the positive stuff. Larry David, Fish in the Dark, with Glenn Headley and Rosie Perez, Ben Shankman, just left me cold. The audience, people either loved this or hated it. The idea is that it's set in a hospital waiting room with the patriarch dying and the divorced mom there and the two sons who are competitive with one another and the housekeeper and the miscellaneous wives. Half the audience walked out at intermission. The other half thought it was fantastic. So you're going to be on your own about this one. I didn't like it, and I'll tell you why. First of all there was no one in this to like. It was sitcom humor. This is not the way people talk. It's not the way people act. And Larry David, I mean, you either love him or hate him, but I sort of felt like I was watching four episodes of Seinfeld kind of stitched together for $150 a pop. So not my cup of tea or cup of java or whatever, all right? So Gigi. Now, look, if you saw the movie with Louis Jordan and Marie Chevalier, Hermione Gingell, Leslie Caron, I mean, what's not to love about that? Well, whatever was to love about that, and it's really not terribly fair to suggest that a movie and a play should have something in common, but all the charm and all the excitement and all the romance and all the off-colorness is completely missing from Gigi. I think it's miscast. The memory, even if you try and erase the memory of the movie, which was an extraordinary movie, and if you haven't seen it, go rent it. But this is, I think, without charm, it was flat, and even with the songs, it didn't work for me at all. I gave it a generous 2 stars, and that was generosity. All right, let me tell you the two plays I kind of liked. When I say kind of liked, I actually liked them a lot more than that. They were not perfect, but I liked them a lot. One is Skylight with Carrie Mulligan, who is also in Far From the Madding Crowd that opens, I think, this weekend, and Bill Nighy. It's an odd story. And I'm not sure, even having thought about it a lot, exactly what it's about. But it's an older man and a younger woman and the older man's son. And it, to a certain extent, is about a relationship that is over and both of them are not quite recovered from it. It's about adultery, which, as you know, is not my favorite subject. But it is, the two of them are magnetic on stage. And even though Bill Nighy has some tics to him, that you're not nearly as offended, at least I wasn't as offended by his as you are by Larry David's. Because it didn't seem to me shtick. It just seemed to me part of who he is as an individual. And this really is about love and life and regret and guilt and all sorts of really interesting things. I'm not sure whether Skylight means shining a light on a problem or an artificial way of making a hole in a roof. Pardon? Okay. Let me take the call. Can the call hang on? Or do you want me to? All right. I'll tell you what. I'll take Ellie now, and because I've got so much more theater to go. So we'll stop this temporarily. And I'll tell you the two that I didn't like, which are Gigi and Fish in the Dark. Skylight, I'll come back to a little bit. I'll tell you about the rest of them starting next hour. All right, Ellie, we'll put you on. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so glad to talk to you today. I don't really know how to ask my question, but let me just try. Okay. I have a 13-year-old boy. I want to put him in counseling. I think he's had a lot of loss in his life. And I want to know what my role is. Like, can I find a counselor and tell them about my son and what I'd like them to work on?
Let me get a little more background. What's the loss that he's had? The losses?
It's been over many years. Originally, we were abused by the father. Mostly me, because I wouldn't really let him abuse my son. But the father did teach my son a lot of bad things. And so I made a choice to get out of the whole relationship.
How long ago?
For my son. This is back to when he was 5, when I finally left. And does he see his, out of the whole situation.
Does he see his father at all?
His father died. So he died like 2 years after that of cancer. He had pancreatic cancer. At the time when we left, he didn't have the cancer. But after I found him out, he was also an alcoholic father.
But during the time... During the time, between the time you left him and the time he died, did your son have any relationship with him?
Very little, because he drank all the time. So if he was drinking, I wouldn't allow him to see him.
So how much would you say during those 2 years, how often would you say that your son saw him?
I would say maybe once every 2 months.
Okay.
And then it was a bad situation where I was sending them to. We actually lived together. We had a house together. We owned it more or less. Well, my dad owned it, but we were paying him more. And
well, that's going to affect you, not necessarily your son, in terms of the economics of it. So, all right. So his father died. His father essentially left when he was 5 and died when he was 7. That, what are the other losses?
Well, we lost our home because I had to leave, and my son basically lost all the things that he owned.
Like, and when was that?
His father had an Oak Park farm, bicycles, and all the material
When was that?
It was when we moved, when I got him out of the situation.
So when he was 5?
I went to counseling. I finally, well, all through the years, I was trying to get counseling for myself. But they told me I couldn't get counseling for domestic abuse. I couldn't get it because I still lived in the situation. So I finally, when I did leave, I went, okay, now I get counseling. So I went to the counseling, and they also offered it for my son. So what I want them to do for him is I asked them, well, can you, like, during your counseling, can you maybe stress, or maybe not stress, but I try to influence him to listen to me.
Counseling isn't about trying to make your child obedient.
Okay.
But Ellie, wait a minute. Are you in counseling at this moment?
No.
What are you seeing? I'll tell you what, we're hitting a break here. So what I need you to do is I need you to make. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that you're going in maybe a direction that's not as useful as one you might.
Okay,
tell me what you think.
I hear.
Tell me. Make a list of what you think. Where you see your son is needing some help. Okay. Not you needing some help. Oh, and then I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll talk about it. All right. So just take the time and make the list. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.